This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Does your club do anything to assist members to acquire needed bits and pieces for their shacks? Our group has just purchased a 100-metre roll of RG213 coaxial cable and another of RG58 for use by members. It will be sold by the metre and at cost, plus the cost of delivery, as a service to members, as this will work out a bit cheaper than buying it in small lengths from a retailer, as opposed to having to purchase a full roll, which is not a cheap exercise. We are also looking at buying in a small supply of good quality coaxial fittings of various configurations, which members will be able to purchase on the same basis. In the past, we had a very good stock of components, resistors, capacitors, diodes, etc., but this has become pretty much redundant with the decline in home brewing of gear. In the past, we have offered members the chance to be part of bulk purchases of things like genuine Anderson power pole connectors from the US, but postage costs have put a dampener on those sort of orders, although it can still be a cheap way of getting quality products if enough people want to place an order and share the cost of the postage. We did the same with a significant order of radio equipment from a well-known retailer last year. A number of members ordered various base station rigs, handheld units and accessories, while the club ordered the system fusion gear all on the one order, which helped us to gain a significant discount. It can certainly save members some money if enough are interested. Hopefully the club benefits as well. Last night we helped out with another car rally. This one followed the Time Road event format and was held to the east and south of Mount Gambier. With four stages, it was round three of the South East Automobile Club's TRE series. Hopefully, all competitors managed to complete the event without mishap, perhaps I should say major mishap, and were able to head home in one piece, although a few bent or broken cars always seems to be the norm. I will let you know more next week. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And news from the Scouts Radio Activity Group.
Mike Alpha Kilo, on behalf of Bruce VK5VAB and Brett Callan, the Scout leader for the Edinburgh Park Scout Group, relating to the upcoming 2022 Jota Jotai, which will occur on the third weekend of October the 15th and 16th. Jota Jotai Update 2022. Jota and Jotai from Jamboree on the Air, Jamboree on the Internet, is the world's largest digital scout event taking place on the internet and over the airwave. Held every year in October, the event connects millions of young people around the world for a full weekend of online activities that promote friendship, global citizenship. Jota and Jotai enables young people and volunteers to participate in fun and engaging group activities over the internet and amateur radio focused on developing 21st century skills through scouting. With the new program components that include hands-on, discovery and creativity activities, we can provide opportunities for all sections to inspire their special interest areas, projects in STEM and innovation, creating a better world, environment and personal growth, electronic experiments in kit building, earth sciences and space travel, radio and emergency communications, worldwide communications, creating new friendships and developing global citizenship, discovering the circular economy and how to recycle. There will be three stations operating throughout the Adelaide metropolitan area, supported by members of several amateur radio clubs, the Ridley District, which is the Edinburgh Park Scout Hall, and the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club, Torrens District, the Fulham Scout Hall, and the North East Amateur Radio Club, and the Hills to the Coast District, Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, South Coast Amateur Radio Club. If your scout group is located in a regional area, please contact PC Jota or reach out to your local amateur radio club network. Please listen out for calls from the Scout Hall and 68 Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Vale, and make contacts. We will fill you in with frequencies at a later date. Thank you. 73, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everyone, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, once again, the climate has changed and we're in spring. Yes, spring has sprung and the Royal Show's on and AREG have had a car boot sale. So it's all happening with the change of seasons. And of course there's some things happening in the North East Radio Club in September. Next Friday, the 9th of September, will be the general meeting for this month. And then on Friday, the 23rd of September, it will be the Tech Night. And of course these meetings are all held in the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start, and there's tea, coffee and soft drinks available. And of course this month, September, has got 5 Fridays in it. So that means on Friday the 30th of September there will be a 5th Friday lunch. So Sir Lunchalot is out scouring all the eating places right now to find a suitable venue. So stay tuned for future editions of the North East News to find out where we'll be going for the 5th Friday lunch. And of course every Wednesday we have a net on 146.850 repeater at Houghton, the Coffee Corona Club net. And that's at 9 a.m. And after that you can go to the Coffee Club at the Tea Tree Govey Library for a more warm brew and a lot of talk. So don't forget that every Wednesdays for the Coffee Corona Club net and the Coffee Club. And every Friday at 5 p.m. the F Troop net is on the Link Repeater Network, and everybody comes along and has a good chat about what they've been doing during the week. So that's the F Troop net every Fridays at 5 p.m. Well, that's all we've got for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is David, VK5LSB, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. Wison South Australia is also seeking a few more volunteer radio amateurs to assist in radio communications and logistics support for the upcoming MSS Barossa Rally, which is being held on Sunday, the 18th September 2022 at Tanunda and surrounds. And this event is not to be missed, as it's a new event for Wise South Australia and its volunteers. So if you're interested in assisting in this event, then please contact me on vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, my email address, which is vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and look forward to volunteering alongside of you. A financial reimbursement donation will be provided to all Wise South Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. The committee wish to thank the volunteers, ham radio operators, who have already put their hands up to assist with radio communications and logistics for the MSS Barossa Rally. So why not come out and be part of this great team of volunteers? And it's a great opportunity to get away for the weekend. The Wise South Australian Radio Net is being held tonight, Sunday the 4th September 2022 at 2000 hours, with net controller regularly being Tony VK5FBIC. The net is held on a regular basis on the first Sunday of each month on the Central Adelaide Link Repeater Network from 2000 hours. And everyone is invited to join in, and the only requirement is that you have an amateur radio licence. And you don't have to be a WISN member to participate in this net, which is usually hosted by WISN Australian Committee member Tony Green, VK5FBIC. I'm looking forward to hearing you on the airwaves tonight, Sunday, 2000 hours local time. A text version of this broadcast is available on the Wise Australian Facebook page if you need to clarify some details. This has been David, VK5 LSB, saying thanks for listening and look forward to volunteering alongside of you in the field at the MSS Barossa Rally on the 18th of September and chatting to you tonight at 2000 hours on the Leap Repeater Network. Cheers all, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.